This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
15,000 people in the city of Boston took to the streets to protest against freedom of speech. Yes, against freedom of speech. Not realizing, of course, that they were protected by the First Amendment in their protests against the First Amendment, because that's how insane everything has become these days. It's off the charts. But thank you for joining me here. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. HealthRangerReport.com is where you can find more podcasts. I'm one of the remaining voices of reason in a world gone insane, or as I wrote in a recent article on naturalnews.com, a total eclipse of sanity as mass hypnosis has taken over the nation, leading to mass hysteria. You know, I pointed out in another podcast that it was, in fact, freedom of speech that allowed people like Abraham Lincoln to free the slaves through emancipation. You see, if freedom of speech were not protected, there were many sectors of the government back in the 1800s that would have tried to suppress any debate that tried to claim all people are created equal, whether you're black or white or, you know, any other race or any other religion, we're all created equal, right? That was protected by freedom of speech, the same First Amendment that 15,000 people in Boston are now protesting against because they hate freedom of speech and they hate America. And they're now defacing the monuments across America. And they're not really even selective about just Confederate monuments. There was a bust of Abraham Lincoln that was burned and defaced in Chicago because apparently the illiteracy, the lack of knowledge about history is so commonplace across America's cities now that these angry, hysterical left-wing activists are burning statues of Abraham Lincoln, yes, the guy who freed the slaves. I mean, this is how insane it has become. They're protesting free speech, and they're burning Abraham Lincoln statues. What are they going to do next, burn down Martin Luther King Jr. statues? Really, is that? I mean, do they have no idea? Maxine Waters recently said that Ben Carson is a white supremacist. No, a white nationalist. In case you didn't know, Ben Carson is African-American. So I'm not sure how he could be a white nationalist, given that he is African-American. But somehow, the insanity has gone that far. Yeah, it's that crazy in America. Now, I have a question for all of these leftists who think that the First Amendment is a horrible thing. Have you ever lived in a country where there was no protection for freedom of speech? I mean, can you think of a few? I know this might be very challenging for people on the left who have become, you know, animalistic, lower stem, brainstem functioning reptiles or whatever they are functioning at this point. But there are countries in the world where you don't have freedom of speech. There is no First Amendment. Those countries are, communist China that harvests the organs of Falun Gong meditation members because they're not allowed the freedom of speech to practice their little meditation religion. What about the Tibetan monks whose churches are raided at gunpoint by Chinese soldiers because the Chinese government has declared that religion has no place in a communist society? And remember that the First Amendment is not just about freedom of speech, it's about freedom of religion. It doesn't exist in China. And so if you practice religion, if you pray, if you carry a Bible, you can and will be executed. And I guess the left loves that idea because they're all godless, you know, God haters anyway. I mean, some of them are actually starting to look like goblins, like actual demons running in the streets. Like you see them on some of these videos, actual goblins. It's like something out of a creature feature film. It's unreal. Now, what other country has no freedom of speech that I guess leftists would love? North Korea. North Korea has a lot of gulags where the current tyrant in charge, Kim Jong-un, throws people who disagree with him. If he doesn't like your speech, you just get life in prison with torture. And apparently that the left loves that idea too. They would love to throw Trump in a dungeon or to throw Trump supporters in prisons or maybe re-education camps, a la the underground weathermen and that whole chapter of American history that if you don't know about, you need to look it up because the left has tried this before. And many of them got caught. Many of them went to jail, but they had a plan. The plan was to exterminate about a quarter of the U.S. population and then send the others to re-education camps so that they could learn how to live in a communist society. That was the takeover plan. And it's still, you can look it up. It's out there. The Underground Weathermen, look it up. Obama was tied to that group. And where do you think he got his obscene values for destroying America? My point is, though, in all of this, we have now reached that tipping point in our country where a significant portion of city dwellers are actively opposed to the very thing that gives them freedom, which is the First Amendment. And that's why it's the First Amendment, not the second or third. It is number one, it's the highest priority amendment because freedom of speech is the pillar upon which free society is based. And if you don't have freedom of speech, then you're going to end up living under a totalitarian regime one way or another. And that regime might be a leftist regime. It might be a far-right regime. It's hard to tell how these things turn out, which is why you should never surrender freedom of speech. You should always have the right to criticize your government. You see? But the left believes you don't have the right to criticize them. Only they have the right to criticize those whom they hate. And yes, it is hatred that they're spewing, but nobody else has any right to speak whatsoever, which is why Google is censoring websites, YouTube is demonetizing video channels, Facebook is blocking channels. Facebook blocked us for, like, I don't know, a week. Google banned my website, blacklisted the entire domain for 6 days. These are radical left-wing tech companies that are now engaged in the suffocation of freedom of speech in America because they can't stand voices of reason, voices that are well-educated about history and understand the terrible costs that are extracted from a society that abandons freedom of speech. Now, finally, the very definition of freedom of speech doesn't mean that you only allow the speech of those with whom you agree. The definition means that you support the rights of those to speak, even if you don't agree with them. In other words, if you don't support the free speech rights of those with whom you disagree, then you don't believe in free speech at all. Because freedom of speech, by definition, must encompass all those voices, including those that maybe you find offensive. And you see, this is the key to understanding the left's justification for not only censorship, but also now their new mantra, which is called peace through violence. So they're trying to kill everybody who disagrees with them as their pathway to peace. So yes, peace through violence and censor the First Amendment. But they believe that any with whom they disagree must be silenced because speech, they say, is an assault on them. An assault. You see how they frame that? They say that because speech is an assault, that they can then use violence to stop the assault. That's their logic. There were four different students in the UC Berkeley student newspaper who wrote essays calling for the mass murder of conservative speakers who might want to speak at Berkeley, such as Ann Coulter or Milo Yiannopoulos or others. They called for the killing of conservative speakers by saying that those speakers, well, their words are a form of assault. And in order to stop that assault, the UC Berkeley students have the right to murder those people before they can speak. So it's not just the 15,000 people in Boston who are protesting against the First Amendment. It's not just the new mantra of the left, peace through violence. It's also that the left believes that they have the right to preemptively murder you if you are about to say something that they disagree with. And remember, CNN endorses this. The Washington Post endorses this. The New York Times endorses this. MSNBC endorses this. So does Facebook. So does Google. Everything, every organization on the left is openly endorsing Antifa, a domestic terrorist group, violence against Trump supporters. They are openly endorsing a violent revolution overthrow attempt against the United States government. And they are calling for an ending of the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, the entire Bill of Rights, the entire U.S. Constitution, the Republic itself, and any kind of a democratic society whatsoever. They're calling for an end to America, and they're starting to tear down the monuments, and they're calling for blowing up Mount Rushmore. This is their final endgame. The final solution of the left, if you will, is to utterly eliminate and destroy America, wipe out its history, mass murder its citizens who happen to be white-skinned, and then call it their utopia. They will finally achieve peace, they believe, if they could just murder everyone who disagrees with them first. That's how insane it has all become. And that's why we must stop it. So I invite you to join me, again, one of the last remaining voices of reason in this country. Join me on my website, naturalnews.com, or my podcast, healthrangerreport.com, as I continue to bring you these reports of truth from the point of view of sanity and reason, with a knowledge of history and respect for the fundamental human rights of individual liberty and self-defense, by the way. We'll talk about that in future podcasts. We're all under attack. All reason is under attack. All of us who stand for truth and liberty, we are all under attack. We are all being threatened. And if the left has its way, it's going to silence all of our voices, exterminate all of us physically through mass murder and genocide, and then call their new society the United States of Peace. That's how crazy they are. Obviously, we've got to stop them, and we are running out of options of how to stop them. We tried elections. They don't accept that. And we tried freedom of speech. Now they want to nullify that. Well, there's only a few amendments that are left remaining, one of them being the Second Amendment at some point. So keep all this in mind. We, the people of America, we're trying peace first. And let's hope peace prevails, because if it doesn't, we're going to end up in a civil war. And that's what we don't want to see unfold on the streets of America. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here for naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.